Amen.
Amen.
And there are many of us who are not baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we argue up and down about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The more you argue, hallelujah, the more the thing goes far from me, far away from you. You must open your heart. Because that is the second beat of sealing that God brings. Most important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there are levels of sealing that we go through. Hallelujah. And I said earlier that it must be seven. Because there are seven seals before we come finally to the place of adoption of sons. Hallelujah. And as we read in Revelation, I think it's in Revelation 8. Hallelujah. There is a ceiling that brings you to become the first fruit company. This ceiling, this final ceiling is what brings you, this final ceiling of adoption of sons, hallelujah, is what finally brings you to be part of the first fruit company. It's what brings you to be part of the man-child company. Hallelujah. If you don't have this ceiling, then Revelation 8, I think from verse 11, you are like every other man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Let's go back to Revelation 8. I think it's Revelation 8. Yes. Okay, just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hallelujah. From verse 7. He said, the first angel sounded and there was... is that it? Just go down. Is it 7 or chapter 7?
Chapter
7. It's chapter 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to chapter 7. Okay. He says, and I heard a number of them were sealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 3 says, saying, hot not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then he started telling us the number of people that are sealed. 144,000. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people teach that 144,000 is a number that God has already selected them. Hallelujah. That door is closed. The rest of us are just managing. Hallelujah. That is not correct. God is sealing his people now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's sealing Judah. Hallelujah. He is sealing Reuben. He is sealing Asher. And this talk about the different characters and the different levels of overcomings who have been through. So as you overcome, you are in a certain class. Hallelujah. And you are sealed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, 144 speaks about 12 times 12. That's 144. Is it not so? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then you have how many zeros?
Huh?
Hallelujah. Three zeros, is it not so?
Amen.
Praise God. So you can see where that man in somewhere in the Calabar went and got that thing. He says, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The three zeros speak about the fullness, the completeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Them who are complete upon, you find no fault in them. They have now the character and the nature of Jesus. They brought him to Pilate. Hallelujah. He looked at him, threw him up and down, thrown everything up and down. He said, what? I found no fault in this man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? You were reading it this morning. There is no guile. No guile is found in them. Nothing. You know, guile can be very nice. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Those of you that did literature, that is what we call hyperbole. It's called extra what? Exaggeration. Hallelujah. That is guile. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can exaggerate something, it sounds very nice in the ear. But you and I know that what you are saying, you have now placed salt and pepper into it. Hallelujah. You don't find salt with these people we are talking about. Nothing of salt is found in them. And that is where God is bringing us. He says that their yea is their yea. Their nay is their nay. Amen. They are not going to stumble at the word of God. They are not going to walk recklessly. Why? Because there is a seal that they bear. Brethren, I want that seal at all costs. I want that seal at all costs. Whatever it will take to get this final sealing upon my forehead, I'm going for it. And I want to encourage you that you go for it. I want to encourage you that we go for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And let us take, maybe we'll just take Revelation 9:4. And we'll begin to wind down. Revelation 9:4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Let me tell you, the calamities we are talking about is going to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Every other thing will be going the way it has been. All the trees will be there. They will still remain green. But the judgment that is coming is going to locate every man that have not the seal of God upon their foreheads. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Destruction is going to pick them up. Hallelujah. Evil will pick them up. Destruction will every man of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have seen a situation where stray bullet will leave any other person and just come to one man and takes him down. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what is happening now in the earth. Because the wormwood has gone forth. Hallelujah. But he says in Revelation 7, I think it's 7:3. Look at what it says. 7:3. It says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. In other words, two group of people. One, hallelujah, they don't have the seal of God. The other one is that they have the seal of God. This afternoon as we will pray, just ask yourself, which one, where do I belong? Is there a love in my heart for this sealing? Hallelujah. Or as the word of God is coming, your heart is still very hard. Those are the things that, because the sealing is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the response you make right from your heart. It's a matter of the decision you will make in your heart. The sealing of your forehead represents men that will run with God all the way. It represents them that will follow the Lamb wherever he goes. It represents those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. It represents those who are ready and willing to break up their fallow ground, to sow themselves in mercy that they may reap in right. Hallelujah. That is where God wants to bring you on earth. Hallelujah. Can you just stand and we shall pray? There is a decision we must make. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been talking about the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ are those who must be sealed. Hallelujah. Those who must be sealed on their foreheads. Hallelujah. Those who are ready to go all the way. That is the people God is talking about. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father. Just begin to talk to him. Say, God, seal me. And when you pray that prayer, things will begin to happen in your life. When you say, God, seal me upon my forehead. Whether you know the implications or not, things will begin to happen. God, begin to set you up. Hallelujah. To fulfill his purpose in your life. Oh, you say, Father, seal me this afternoon. Bring your seal upon me. Father, send your angel with the icon to seal my forehead. Seal me, oh God. Seal me, seal me, seal me. Seal me. Hallelujah. But I am an man, not such for the night. Hallelujah. Just talk to the Lord this afternoon. Hallelujah. Oh, seal me, my Father. Seal me upon my forehead. Place this sealing of ownership, this mark of authority, this mark, oh God, my Father. Yes, Lord, of protection. Put this seal upon my forehead. Hallelujah. Put this seal of genuineness, oh God, upon my forehead. In the name of Jesus, put this seal. My God. Hallelujah. 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 His brothers, it's okay. They're letting him come and pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think you don't have to have a break. You can go on. That's what I think. So the flow will go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Trying to deal with.
It is time. Father, we thank you very much for the sealing of your word. For the sealing of your nature, of light, of righteousness. The sealing of authority. The sealing of ownership. The seal of protection. The seal of light. For we see the earthquake, we see the earth being tossed to and fro. I will thank you for the word you have brought to bring a sealing. We thank you for the tribulation, because by the tribulation we will enter in. When the flood was coming, Noah was rising in you. So thank you for the flood you allow to come to our life. For you have given it a boundary. It will not overflow us. We thank you for the flood. We thank you for the earthquakes. We thank you for the wind and the fire. Because there is a still small voice of your spirit. We pray you might open our ears to hear you. Open our eyes to behold your face. Grant us discernment that we might see you with us, that you are always, even in the midst of the earthquake, you are there to carry us. Lord, we bless you for the wine. You see, you gave us wine to gladden our hearts. And the bread you are giving us to strengthen us. And now you are telling us to eat again because the journey is long. We ask that you might expand our capacity. Because you said on the last day we must eat and eat again. For we have come to the sixth day, the sixth seal, and no man can plant in the seventh day. Help us, Lord, to have the capacity to gather in the summer, because in the winter no man can go out. We will not gather when we are flying out. Lord, we bless you as we go on, that you will bring an air condition into this hall. Take away the heat and bring coolness. Let fresh air come and refresh our body, refresh our spirit. Let the waters flow over our soul. Let it wash away every uncleanness. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, you can see that Paul preached until somebody fell away. So if you lock the door, nobody is going out. Amen. Give them water. Give water. Give them water. Amen. You see, my guy has given me microphone. Amen. Brother, you say I should do like this. I should do like this. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we have strength.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so when God opens the door, you enter. Because you don't know when next you are going to have the opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think we should sing one song, just shake our body small. And then we'll take 1 hour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Which song are we going to sing? I didn't say you should go out, you can stand, but you can't go out. I want shaking song, so I want shaking song. Yeah, they will shake the body. Amen. Amen. One shaking song. love singing the song. Amen. So we're going to sing my own song. Stand up and show me if you love my Jesus. Stand up. Are you sitting? When I say stand up, you stand up. Okay, so let's start. Stand up and tell me if you love my Jesus. Stand up and tell me if you love my Lord. I want to know, I want to know if you love my God. Hallelujah. Stand up and tell me if you love my Jesus. Stand up and tell me if you love my Lord. I want to know, I want to know if you love my God. Amen. Sit down and tell me if you love my Jesus. Sit down and tell me if you love my God. I want to know, I want to know if you love my God. Amen. My hands are filled, my hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. My eyes are filled with the blessings of the Lord. And in what I thought, the body man, and I thought the body. Your heart cannot be blessed and do it like this. You have to go around and touch somebody. Amen. Amen. So count how many blessings, how many people you can bless. Amen. Me, I need blessings, though. Amen. Okay, so let's go again. So I don't want you sitting down. You have to move around. Amen. My hands are filled. My hands are filled. We are blessings of the Lord. I have been. We are blessings of the Lord. We are blessings of the Lord. I be one like that.
Thank you, Lord.
Alright, so let's sit down and take 1 hour. If you didn't start, you didn't get enough blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. There is something that as a business we have to finish. That we didn't finish, so we are going to finish it up. Amen.
Amen.
You know that scripture in Timothy that through much tribulation we will enter the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. And last night we said the kingdom is Christ, is it not? Amen.
Amen.
Remember our exercise last night. Christ enters you, the divide enters to Christ. You know, sometimes we're not ready to move, so God will send tribulation. Amen.
Amen.
To move us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So, what you see around us is God saying, move. I enter Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's going to get worse. So if there is going to be trouble, we must have understanding. Hallelujah. When you see the world going upside down, that is the earthquake of the sixth seal. When you say there was a great earthquake in the earth, where is the earth? Man is the earth. And there is an earthquake. That means the nature of man is turning upside down. For you to kill somebody who did not do you something means that another spirit has taken over. That means that the milk of kindness has dried up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is an earthquake. Hallelujah. We see Naira falling and rising. That is an earthquake. Amen. And I hear people in the city are now running to the village. So get ready, more people are going to come. Hallelujah. Because the small money you have, you cannot be paying house rent. You use your salary and bag one bag of rice. Oh yeah, now how are you going to eat the cook the rice? So you better go to the village and go where you have land and go and farm. And manage that small one you have. So there is an earthquake. The things you know before are turning upside down. But that's not where you should be looking. God wants you to look inside. Amen. Because the greater earthquake is within. Because the midnight is not just outside, it's also inside there too. If you do not run fast, brother, you see yourself doing things you never would have believed you would do. Because the darkness is rising also. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. The darkness you see outside is coming from the soul of men. Okay, Jesus said, the things that defile the man are not the things from outside. It's the things that come from outside, inside. For out of the heart comes what? Wickedness, hatred, murders. So, as the heart of man is becoming more wicked, darkness will become manifested in the earth. Amen. So the problem is in the heart. So that's why you must have understanding. So when God shows you darkness outside, he's telling you, look inside your heart. Watch your heart. Amen. Do something about your heart. If not, the darkness will even overtake you from within. It says that the day of the Lord shall be well, like when a man runs from outside, comes into his house, and the serpent will bite him inside his house. There is a serpent within the heart. Don't you understand? Darkness is working already in you. He said the heart is deceitful and what? Desperately wicked. It's going to become more wicked if we do not do something about it. Hallelujah. So we must be a people that have understanding. Because if you don't have understanding, every day you will be complaining. I said, my brother, I said, sister, leave these people. Look inside your heart. Amen. You will abuse the governor, abuse everybody every day. You will become Mr. Abuse. They have eaten the money. They have done this. They have done this. They have done this. They are bad people. They are wicked people. God will kill them. God will bury them. God will, they will not see good. They are alive with them. They are making me to suffer. They are doing this. Brother, look inside. You are even worse than that man. Amen. So we live our life complaining. Look inside. So when men shall say there is a casting down, those people who are being saved in their mind will say what? There is a lifting up. Hallelujah. Every challenge is a blessing. When things are not working well, it's an opportunity to make it work well. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If I have a need, if I have a big vessel and it is empty, it's an opportunity for miracle. Isn't it? Hallelujah. It's an opportunity for God to fill me. Don't you understand? The more my problem, the greater the miracle. Hallelujah. So it depends on your mind. It depends on how you are looking at it. Amen. And the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. Hallelujah. Okay, now I have finished my August message. Let me preach my own message. Hallelujah. So last night we were talking about the message of the outer court and the message of the holy place. This meeting, we don't have time to talk about the message of the most holy place. We don't have time. If God gives opportunity, we will come and talk about it. But you see, it's not important because you must first go from the outer court and come in first before you talk about the most holy place. Majority of us, we are still outside the outer court. We are not walking in the spirit.
Amen.
And that is what I've been laboring to finish. And I think we have grace to finish it this morning. Amen. Don't mind the heat. There is air condition coming. If you look well, you will see the air condition. Amen. There is Holy Ghost air condition, blowing breeze. Amen. So don't mind the heat. By the way, Jesus was born in the heat, in his house. Was there air conditioning in the house? He was struggling with the animals. Amen. So don't worry. In fact, this shows that you are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the message of the holy place is your soul. So we're going to read the scripture to just show us, you know, what God has in mind when we talk about the message of the holy place. John chapter 2. Mark 21. There are many of them. I don't have time to read it. But he said that Jesus came into the temple. Amen. When Jesus comes to the temple, what is he going to do? He will be laughing. I say, Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Who is the temple? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We said yesterday that the blood brings the life of Christ to your soul. So the seed has entered. But that doesn't mean that the temple is the way God wants it to be. But the life of God has come. And your spirit is now quickened. You have energy in your spirit. So you begin to say Abba Father. You begin to know you have a father. You know, you sing it, you do everything. Amen. But that's not the end of the story. Because the Bible says in that John chapter 2 that God knows what was in man. Remember? He knows what is in the soul. He said, leave the hallelujah, amen. Don't worry. Let us. There is business to do. Hallelujah. And that's what we're saying, that it is good to say hallelujah, amen. But let's go inside the soul. So he said, Jesus came into the temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I thought you'd be doing like this with me. Do like this. He's bringing rope. What does he do with the rope? He's scattering the tables, money changers, driving away the money. Amen. That's what he's going to do in my soul. That is the message of the holy place. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to clean the temple. He's going to clean my mind. This bad activity. Amen.
Amen.
There are two types of bed the Bible talks about. You say one is a swallow. Or the other one is a sparrow. Amen. One of it flies very, very fast. The other one is always, you know, flying. You know, has a different types of flight. He's talking about the activity of the mind. Amen.
Amen.
And God has a program for the mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the scripture says in Leviticus 23. Let's see Leviticus 23. He says we must afflict our soul. That is the message of tabernacle. Anybody that wants to be God's dwelling place, there is one condition. He says you must afflict your soul. Amen. Look, come down.
So you're doing something.
Wait, hold on. Come down. Okay. Go up and stop at 24. Good. Good. Now we have talked about Passover.
Passover.
I'm Pentecost. That was last night. Today, now today. I thought you would say like me. Today, now today. Today, now today. The Bible says on the seventh day, seventh month. The seventh month. And when you read in your Bible, it talks about the feast of the seventh month. There are three of them. The first one. Say, on the first day of the month is the blowing of trumpets. Amen. What is the trumpet saying? He is saying, get ready to afflict the soul. Amen. Now, why does God need to take extra care to tell you to go from Pentecost, to go from the place of enjoyment to suffering? Who likes affliction? The Bible says that when God is chastening you, your flesh doesn't like it, is it not? Amen. You endure it because you know it's for your good. So, the only way God can convince us is to do what? It's to bring tribulation. Amen. When you see tribulation, it will run quickly. And when you see tribulation coming from within your soul, when you see besetting sin arising, you see anger, the anger is growing, the lust is growing, bitterness is growing, hatred is growing in the fellowship. Say God, anyone that is sensitive, say God, this matter, I'm going to deal with it. The other day, God showed my wife a vision about me. And when she told me, I said, me? In that, this vision, and he saw my face. I said, no. I said, this is not, it's not English language. There has to be a long fast. To answer the question, to God, that's it. For me to go ask God a question, it has to be by a fast. If she didn't see the vision for me, I'm not going to do a long fast. I'll be doing my 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock fast. How many people do that time? You know, you are strong brothers. You do 6 to 6. Me, I do 6 to 2 o'clock. Amen. Because when I'm fasting and I go for a meeting, they bring me fire. Say, God, can we suspend it? Can I suspend the fast? Because this meat pie, I don't want you to go. And the fast will end immediately. I'm telling you about myself. I know you are all holy brothers. Amen. But now, that meat pie has to wait. Because the thing I'm seeing, we have to discuss it. Amen. And the Bible says, this type does not go about by fasting. I am telling you, if you don't want to fast, Jesus said, don't leave them. That the days are coming when they will fast. And God is telling the church here, the days are coming. If you think you eat all the food in your house, get ready. Go and buy more. Amen. Amen. When you see the tribulation, standing where? In the holy place. You see the abomination standing in the holy place. Nobody will tell you to run. Hallelujah. Amen. So what am I saying? The Bible says that you come to a time when you must afflict the soul. Amen. The soul has been at ease. There has been buying and selling in the temple. They are selling doves. Yeah, you need the dove to make sacrifice, isn't it? That sacrifice was ceremony. It was not the true sacrifice. God is saying there are altars in the soul. There are altars in the emotion. There are altars in the mind. The mind is the house of images and idols and altars. It is, every part of the mind is image and altar. The mind is a worshipper of idols. And that man, you say, is going to be God's dwelling place. No, no, no. The first thing he will do is to do what? Break all the idols. Now, if you listen to a message yesterday, who is going to break the images? He said, the bride has made herself ready. God is not going to break any image. You will break it. Amen. He said, yeah, come, let's go. Open the door.
Focus on.
How about that one?
I am here.
Say, Jesus, leave that one first. I'm not ready for that one. Come, Jesus, come, let me take you. He said, no, that's what he said. No, come, come, let's go. He said, no, 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 come, come. That's what I did with Jesus. He said, let's go. He said, no, 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 that's what. So some of us are in one spot. Amen. The house is filled with images. He said, let's start from. He said, no, no, Jesus, come. There's one I don't like. I want to say, he said, no, that's what I want.
Amen.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
Amen.
Where are the images? Say, casting down imagination and every high thing. That is what? Against the knowledge of God. Amen.
Amen.
Say, thou shalt have no idol. Is in your Bible? Before me. May the holy brother. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. God bless you, brother. How about that one? Believe that one. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must turn the searchlight inside. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why Passover and Pentecost cannot prepare the bride. It cannot prepare us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the enemy comes, he'll be looking for his property. When the tribulation comes, he's looking for an opening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, the enemy comes and does not find anything in me. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm trying to establish that, then I will move forward. So on the first day of the seventh month, they begin to blow the trumpet. Now, many of us heard this trumpet in the 1985 when Brother Seth, when Brother Dusi came. That was the message he brought. And we all started running. You know? Some people started running without even hearing the message. He said, hey, they're running. Where are we running? He said, they started running. When they stopped on the road, my friend, where are you going? Where are you going? Say, they are running. Say, my friend, go back. Yeah, go back. Amen. Because they didn't know where they were going from. They didn't know where they were going to. The message was not clear.
You
say, they said, they said. You cannot run when you say they said. God will show you. Amen. Do you see the problem? Many of us started running. Let me share you my own experience. Brother Dusi was praying for me. In Calabar. Say, brother, I see you in the vision. God is giving you an equipment, but you left it and you started running. Did you hear what I said? Okay, did you hear? Let me say it again. He said, brother, God was giving you an equipment. You left the equipment and you started running. Say, come back. Come and get the equipment. Then you can run. Amen. There was another man, his name is Ahimaaz in the Bible. He said, my God, I want to run. They said, Oga, sit down. You don't have a message. He said, no. He said, I like to run. Oh, my God. I enjoy running. He said, my friend, sit down. He said, Kushi is going to run. He's the one that has a message. He said, oh, my God. Let me look. My life is to run. Zoya, run. Mama, he has reached the place. They say yes. Yes, yes. They say I saw noise. Buru, buru, buru. He say stand aside. Amen. Let's wait for the man who has the message. Some of us started running without a message. Amen. And before long, we started building school, building church. Because the message was not clear. But thank God for today. Amen. God is giving us an opportunity to know the message. Amen. He said, the death to self message. Amen. Self dies in the holy place. Sin dies in the outer court. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sin has gone. But how about the one inside the heart?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, on the 10th day, he says, you will come to another experience. It is called the Day of Atonement. Amen.
Amen.
And if you are spiritually sensitive, you will know that's where the church has come to now. Amen.
Amen.
That's where we have come. And whether you like it or not, we must kneel down and say, God, have mercy upon us. Yesterday, all of us were on the ground, isn't it? Say, God, pass me down to here to save you. Visit my heart. Hallelujah. This kind of garment I've been making for myself. Say, God, can we tear it? Throw it away. Let us start a new one. Give me another one. Amen. Let me start working on it afresh. Me, I got a new one yesterday. I don't know about you. I say, God, that old one, I don't even want to discuss it. Let us remove it. Give me a new one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, look, read by yourself. What does it say? It says, it shall be a holy convocation unto you. And what shall, let's read it together. And ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire. So, if I'm you, because me now, I'm standing somewhere. If I don't hear soul, God bless you, brother. Let's stand aside. Let the man that will tell me about soul come. That is me. I didn't say you should do so. I'm just, you know, I took permission from you to tell you about myself. So if the brother comes now and starts talking, I say, hey, I'm waiting to hear soul. If I don't hear soul, it is of no benefit to me. Because now I have only one business now. What is the business? Afflict soul. Why am I afflicting my soul? Because my soul is that temple of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus is coming into the temple.
Christ
is coming into the soul to possess the purchased possession. Is that in your Bible? Christ comes into your spirit as a deposit. Amen. You call it baptism of the Holy Ghost. You call it miracle. Miraculous. Amen. Revelation. I think that's how you call it. Revelation. Brother, I had a revelation. Stand aside. The only revelation I want to hear is all about my soul. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to see revelation about somebody else. Because Jesus said, brother, remove the log in your eye before you start seeing dream about other people. Amen.
Amen.
My wife is the problem. Who told you your wife is the problem? Okay, let me share with you my secret. I have a secret. If you have a problem with somebody, I have a 5-second solution. It only lasts for 5 seconds, and that problem is solved. If you have a problem with somebody, I say, God, I am the problem. Heal my heart. Bless my brother. Heal my heart. I want you to try it. Write me a letter in Port Harcourt and say, brother, I tried it. Your problem with your wife solved. Problem with husband solved. Problem with brethren solved. You'll be looking for a problem, you see anyone in
there.
Amen. Who is the problem? I am the problem. And I'm not telling you that I am a troublemaker, the problem. You know, you are holy brethren, but this is my... I say, God, deal with me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you deal, you see, the problem is solved. That is called affliction of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you are getting the practical.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where God is bringing us to. And what does this say? Now read verse 28 or 29. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in 2016. Can we read that? Sister, can we read that word together? He shall be cut off. Amen. You are there, but the water has passed you. Don't you know that there is a river flowing in this hall? Amen. It's flowing. Coming from God. Hallelujah. As a river flowing from my heart to you. Don't you understand? And there's another one flowing from you to me. There's another one coming right from heaven. Hallelujah. If there are blockages, what happens? The river, water will always flow. It will find another road that passes and goes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we judge ourselves, we cannot be judged. So he says, verse 31, ye shall do no manner of work.
It
shall be a statute forever in your generation. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want us to talk about this affliction a little bit. I want us to dig small.
Amen.
So what are we afflicting? We are afflicting the soul. And we have already shared the scripture that Jesus has given us an example. When he came into the temple, he went straight and he began to, and he said, my house must be A house of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it was now a market center. It was a business center. Who is buying and selling? Who is buying and selling? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so let's look at some scriptures. The time is 2 o'clock. How many minutes more do we have? Now, okay, let me write on the board. Now, I wrote something on the board. It's called East Gate. That is number one affliction. How does the glory of God come into the temple? Show us Ezekiel 42. Ezekiel 42. No, go to 43.
Ezekiel Abalita.
Okay, it says, afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looked to the east. Now, when you look at the tabernacle, the east is here. This was the place where Moses camped. Amen.
Amen.
The west is here. And then this is the south, and this is the north. So if you are entering the tabernacle, you must go through the east. And the east is where the sun will rise. Is that correct? The Bible says the sun of righteousness will do what? Will arise. Amen.
Amen.
So the east represents the entrance into your soul. You are doing very, very well. Just try. We will end in 30 minutes. Then. I know many of us are tired, so just try and endure. We are closing. But this is the summary of the weekend. So you have tried to try and be awake. Let's so you can get the main point. So if you are going to afflict your soul, Jesus has to come into your soul. Do you understand? Say amen now.
Amen.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
Hey, you are still weak. This amen is still weak. Okay, maybe I should appoint some people who will be saying amen. If you are sleeping, I will now appoint you. Alright, you say amen. Hallelujah. Remember, it's Jesus that will cleanse the temple. But he has to come into the mind. Then the mind must open up. Don't you understand? But already the devil has gone to put the image of jealousy. Where? Where is the image of jealousy? Remember? Huh? Okay. Show us Ezekiel chapter 8. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are entering practicals.
Huh?
Because this is what you will do from day to day. To change your mind, to have victory. So please write it down. So that you can go over it. You have to understand it. Alright? Preaching is over. Now it's practical, because after some time now we are gone. It will not be you. So make sure you get it. Now look at verse 3. He said, and he put forth the hand of man, took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit of God lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem. To where? To the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north. Where was the seat of the image of jealousy which provoked to jealousy? If you read down, there's another place where he talked about it, where that the image was at the gate. So what are we saying? The mind is the entrance to their soul. Now, when God took Moses to the mountain, what did God do to Moses? When God went to speak to Moses, what did he do to Moses? And the Lord made Moses feel good. Is that what he said? And the Lord made Moses desire something. The Lord spoke to Moses. If you are going to do any business with God, it is your mind. You must open the mind. Amen. So how are you going to open the mind? One of the easiest ways to open the mind is through the scriptures. At the youth camp, we were teaching them. Is there anybody in the youth camp who went and practiced what we did? Four scriptures a day. Four chapters. So, I mean, all these people, you spend your parents' money, came back. You didn't practice what you learned. Yes, anybody who read four chapters a day? Brother, look well. At the youth camp, we told them, the Bible says, the entrance of the world. What does it do? If you are going to have light, it's the word that will bring the light. And the Bible says that the word of God, what does it do? It converts the soul. So, the church in Ibe, you now have a challenge. Four chapters of the Bible every day. If you read one today, that means tomorrow you have seven. If you read two, tomorrow you have many? Six. So if today you didn't read anyone, that means you have four plus four, eight. Then out of that eight, you only read one. You have seven plus another four. That means how many? 11. I want you to try it. At the youth camp, we shared with the sister, with them. By the time we traveled, by the time we went to Uganda, she sent me a text message. Say, brother, God bless you. My life has changed. And I'm telling you about my own. Me. My own has changed. You have 150 chapters of Psalms. And you have 31 chapters of Proverbs. If you like, you can shout tabernacle from here to Enugu and come back. This is the walking tabernacle we're talking about now. You have one chapter of Proverbs to read every day. Today is the 4th of September. Proverbs chapter 4. It's your food for your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
150 chapters of Psalms. If you read 5 every day, in 1 month you have finished all. You read Psalm 1 today, Psalm 31, Psalm 61, Psalm 91, Psalm 121. By the end of the month, you have read the whole of the Psalms. You start again. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the 4th of September. Psalm 4. 94 and then 124. Amen.
Amen.
I started doing it in February last year. I cannot recognize my mind. Paul said, believe me, I speak the truth in Christ. I cannot recognize my mind. I have just designed another one. Let me show you. I have just designed how to read the New Testament in 1 month. Watchman Nee used to read the whole of the New Testament every month. So of course I wonder, I'm not overcoming. There's no magic to it. The scripture says, let the word of God do what? Dwell richly in you. Amen.
Amen.
So of course, no more CNN than those who work inside CNN. Every news in Nigeria, you know. Facebook, you read from, you send 5 hours on Facebook. 5 hours in Facebook means about at the 30 chapters of scripture. Try it. 2 chapters, 2 hours in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon, 2 hours at night. I am telling you, the devil will run from you. Amen.
Amen.
Because that word of God that is coming into your heart is a sharp two-edged sword. It doesn't know brother. Amen.
Amen.
As it comes into your soul, it divides. It begins to discern your thoughts and intents. Amen. It begins to rebuke. It begins to correct. It begins to wash your soul. Amen.
Amen.
And your appetite will begin to change. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you're. It's called to open the east gate. Hallelujah. If you read one of those Ezekiel, it says that the east gate is the gate for the Lord to enter. So of us are struggling with besetting sin. During the camp, it has run very far. It is waiting for you at Igbe Junction. Amen.
Amen.
When you come, say yes, brother. Have you come? Let's go. Amen.
Amen.
So where with us shall a young man cleanse his way?
Amen.
How will you cleanse your heart? How will you cleanse your emotion? Some of us, our phones are heavily contaminated with bad things. The phone is even a good one. The images are in the mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no English that can wipe it out. But I know what can wipe it out. Since the sharp tool. It will uproot it from the root and throw it away. Amen. He told Joshua, say, make sharp knife and circumcise them.
Again.
The circumcision of the hand requires sharp knife. Amen.
Amen.
And when that knife begins to cut, it will cut away every you know, every bondage, every attachment, and all that. So the first thing I have mentioned about the cleansing of the soul, about the affliction of the soul, is that your mind must be opened up. And he says your mind will be renewed. Your life will be transformed. Your appetite for God will change. Your desire for God will change. You will feel lighter, you feel sweeter. Some of you, you know, if you, I mean, some of the children that are struggling with sin, struggling with bad habits, and the reason is that there are spirits that have buried themselves deep down. Jesus said, you are clean by the word that has spoken unto you. Amen. So that's number one. Because of time, I have to move on. Now, the second aspect of the affliction of the soul is enlightenment. Amen.
Amen.
Enlightenment of the senses.
Please,
can we see Ephesians chapter 4? Please, I'm moving very fast, so let's move fast. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. It says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Amen.
Amen.
He's saying that the understanding is darkened. If you look at yourself, I want you to pay very close attention. God is a God that sees. If you are going to be a son of God, you must see. What makes you a son of God is your ability to see in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God hears. What is going to make you a son of God is your ability to hear in the spirit. You have the outward man. You see this man here? You also have another man inside. As you have senses in this your outward body, that's how you also have senses in your soul. Now, this looks a little bit heavy, so I'm not going to push you too much because I see you are tired. But we will still touch it. I believe that you can go and pray about it. But as you see me, I have my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, all in my head. The head of the soul is your mind. I don't know if you heard what I said. The most important part of your soul is what? Your mind. And it is that mind that God is interested in getting. Anybody who is transformed in his mind, his emotion will change. His desire will change. Because the mind gets life from the spirit and ministers it to the other parts of the soul. It is the mind that brings life to the other parts of your soul. If you are going to resurrect, if your body is going to resurrect, you must first of all resurrect in your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry. You're so tired. Amen. I don't know if you're hearing me. The body depends on the mind. Hallelujah. The mind is the only part of the soul that can rise. The emotion is like a lion. Your desires are falling and are earthbound. Like the serpent crawling on the ground. Or like the millipede that has a lot of attachment to the ground. You are not going to rise from the things of God. Amen. The only chance you have is your mind. My God, I don't know if somebody is hearing. The only chance you have to overcome is where? In your mind. How do I say it again? Amen. That's the only chance. Your will is stubborn, it's earthbound. They that wait upon the Lord, what would they do? They will mount up with wings. That's the only chance you have to overcome. And I'm telling you, it is a civil war. The devil will fight you. The devil will fight you. And I told the devil, I'm going to fight you also. I must win this war. And I'm winning the war. I don't know about you. I am winning the war. Amen. February, I say five. Psalm, every day, five psalms. He cannot drop. If he drops, carry over. If he carry over, carry over. Weekend, everything shut down. I must clear it. The devil, God has the devil, he will tell you, that brother is a madman. Amen! Add Proverbs. From the 1st of September, New Testament has entered. So when you are praying, say, that brother, God help him. Amen. Hallelujah. This mind must change. It must rise in the things of God. Amen. When the mind is rising, emotion begins to rise. My desire begins to rise. My will begins to rise. Amen. So when you are talking to me, I'm talking to you from a high dimension. If the devil says he wants to catch me like before, he wasting his time. I am not there. I am not there. Amen. After today, I am rising. Tomorrow, rising. Next tomorrow, rising. Amen. I must win the war. Amen. The word of God must rush through my mind. I put it through a high intensive program. When you are running this high intensity program, CNN must drop. Facebook drops. You don't discuss, you don't say, I will not read Facebook. No, no, no. If you have 100 chapters to read, other things must wait first until you settle it. Anything you do not do for 2 weeks is no longer a habit. Any teachers here? Yeah. Yeah, one. Anything you do not do for 2 weeks is gone. It's no longer a habit. Anything you do for 2 weeks becomes a habit. So God is telling you, change your lifestyle. Some of us have the lifestyle of entertainer, Hollywood musicians, and not the sons of God. Amen. Amen. So my sheep, do what? Your Godship, You will spend time. Say, God, let me hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
When you begin to hear God's voice, even when God whispers, you hear. When they tell you there are robbers at road, how would you know? God told you, you didn't know. You are visiting Rabbah CNN, you told you there are robbers there. You went, param, you jump, they shoot you. You say, brethren, oh. God warned you. Your ears are not tuned. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The days are evil. God will be true. And if we rise up before the devil comes, we have already crossed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I telling you? The Bible calls it the eyes of understanding. It is all over your soul. When Adam died, that eye, those senses shut down. That's what he's saying here. When you are born, you have never heard God. When you came into the world, you have never heard the voice of God. You have never seen God. You don't even know if there be any Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
How will you know? God comes to you. The Holy Ghost begins to. So we are with an open face. He said, now when you turn to the Lord, the veil will be removed. He said, as long as you do not turn, there will remain a veil over the mind. There is a veil over the mind. You are born with it. If you don't do anything about it, it will become thicker. It is called a thicker dullness of hearing. Eli, his ears have become dull. Couldn't hear God. Eli's piece of the Pentecostal system. It is not a person. If you do not come out, it will go the same way. Amen. You don't point and say, that man is a lie. No. Eli is a place in God. For the Son of God who does not train his ear to hear the voice of God. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible said that his eye became dim. His ear became dull. He became heavy. Ichabod was coming on the way. Don't you understand? Ichabod can happen to anybody. Talking used to be Pontus Cappadocia, you know, in your Bible. All the places for a minister to are now Islamic countries. I hope somebody is listening. Amen.
Amen.
The darkness is growing. We don't have time to talk about the darkness in the soul. That will be for another day. But I'm telling you, brethren, the darkness is growing. Now, that brings me to the next thing I want to talk about. Now, we've talked about the enlightenment of the senses. Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. That is what you find in the lampstand. But there is something that I have to tell you before we go. The Bible says that there is a beast. There are beast natures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you must slay those beasts.
The
lion is living inside you and me. And that lion feeds on darkness. And the darkness is growing in the world today. With this one, you don't need to go to a cinema. In fact, they say now television is old fashioned. Is it not true? How many young people here watch television? You are alone. They are watching their own inside your room. Everybody, what are they watching? Brother, what are you watching? No, not television, darkness. Amen. Darkness is now just one planning in lands. Abuja girls are in your phone. Brother, I don't know. Have you seen them there? Do you want a girlfriend? Have you seen it? Yeah, if you haven't seen it, me, I've seen it. Okay, God bless you. We want to check your internet. Do you want a girlfriend? Amen. It's okay, let me see how the girlfriend looks like. If yeah, all is finished. Amen. The darkness is there. Amen. 2 days ago, one of these young people, his father said, stay in the house. He said, no. I finished school. I'm not a big boy. You know, big boys have the way they walk. They walk like this. That's how big boys walk. And they will bring out the shirt like this. Okay, no problem. He said, stay in the house. He said, no. I'm a big boy. I want to live outside the house. Yesterday, we got the story. The last time they saw him was Wednesday. The next time they saw him, three on Saturday, the corpse has rotten. He died with his friend. Of course, no, they live in a flat. He doesn't call his father. When they say, make sure you call me, I say, call me every day. Let me know what's happening to you. If he was in habit of calling his father, if he didn't call, sir, what's happening? He will call the phone. If not, he would have sent people there. This boy died on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, no movement. The door, the flat did not open. They climbed the roof. Look inside, the boy is there lying dead. The body decomposed. Brother, where is he? Then he'll come and tell the story. I won't go more than that because you know where it happened. I'm telling you, man, this is right. Darkness is growing, it's inside the heart. Amen. There's a beast. It is only you that can slay the beast. Proverbs chapter 9 says, wisdom has done what? Slay the beast. That lion must change. He says, a lion will eat grass like the ox. That means the appetite of the emotion can change. Amen. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot like the things of God. It's not true. There is only one thing I know that can change it. It's the word of God. Amen. The word of God is what? Perfect. Converting the soul. Amen. So, inside this soul, there are wild animals. Anger is a wild beast. Lust is a proper wild beast. Bitterness, heavy beast. Hatred, heavy beast. Backbiting, the obonge beast. They are running around. And there are locusts. They are looking for men who do not have the seal of God. Where? On the mind. They come and push you. The mind is open. They say, come, but come. He said, they bring seven more wicked spirits. They go inside. Say, this is not our house. This one is a royal palace. It's Zion Palace. He has just come back from conference. He has a lot of life. Igbe come. Igbo come. What is again? You want to call?
Anna.
Anna, come. They all enter inside. They are looking for life. They are never eating for the past 7 years. They come and chop food. And finally, they enter. Before long. All the shouting in your conference. Amen. It must slay the beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need a knife to slay the beast. It is what? The sword of the Spirit. Amen. Okay, I will still talk again. I must make sure I convince you.
Amen.
There are beasts here. Jesus will not marry a beast. This Adam, oh yeah, marry lion. He said no.
See,
marry lion. He said no. If Adam refuses, is it the second Adam that will agree? My emotion must be changed. Amen. That's why Jesus will come personally into your soul. Christ in you is the hope of glory. He's giving you an open check. I want to bring your emotion to become the emotions of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the marriage. Christ entering into your emotion. You giving away your emotion. When the woman marries a man, she gives away her father's name. Don't you understand? That father's name is her nature. Amen. If you are going to be the bride, you must also bring your nature and say, God, take away this anang bitterness. Take away this mind of anang. He said, Moses, you must leave your father's house. You must leave your father's clan. You must leave your nation. Come and be a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You must bring it as an offering. I offer it to you. If you are wise, when you wake up in the morning, say, Jesus, I have come again. Today is blessing time. I give you my mind. Amen. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of the law. Amen.
Amen.
He said, Paul was saying, open that the eyes of my understanding, that I may know the riches of my inheritance in God. You can never know until the eyes of your understanding are open. If you are blind, blind men can never walk in the spirit. If I close my eye now, that's the end though. I don't know where I'm going to. How do you imagine that the eyes of your mind will be locked and you are walking? It's not possible. Jesus said, the blind leading the blind. There are many blind men in the church. Why did Jesus was always healing blind men? It's a prophecy to you and me. Amen. So they said, two blind men followed him. He said, have mercy upon us, thou son of David. Is there somebody crying in this hall? Amen. I haven't heard the cry yet. They followed him. They said, keep quiet. He said, no, I can't keep quiet. He said, shh. He said, I won't agree.
Shh.
In fact, as they were selling, he started shouting more and more. That son of David. He started jumping. The Bible said, Jesus stood still. If you shout enough, he will stand still for you. Amen. If you shout enough, he said, let's hear what they're saying. Amen. He said, Jesus did as though he will go. Said that the brethren constrained him. Sometimes God will know, he will test how serious you are. You do as though he has left you to see if you will notice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most of the time we don't even know if anything has happened.
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen. But those parents said that they constrained him. They say, abide with us for the night has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said that Jesus entered in with them. And what did he do? He opened their understanding.
Hallelujah.
I have brought good news for you. It is not over yet. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you it's over. It's not over yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's never too late. You say, Jesus, me and you today, you must bless me.
Ah,
people who talk like that are ready to give up their name. They ask you, they say, what is your name? What is your nature? Say, there are some beasts here.
Eh?
I need your help. Oh. I am seeing some locusts. Do you know what the locust does? Locust, it eats away the green thing. Do you know what is the green? The green speaks of the life of God. It takes away the hunger for God. It takes away the sense of feeling. You become insensitive. You know what? The heart becomes very hard. You become settled. Let me talk to some of the young people here. The American people have a problem. Do you know their problem? Some of them have never seen civil war in their life. They have never experienced a natural disaster before. They have never seen anybody suffer. Some of you children here, you have been born into the time when your father and your parents are doing well. I used to walk 3 miles to primary school. Now my children, I have to go and drop them. Do you understand? Daddy, can you go and drop me? From here to Ibe Joshua, Daddy, God dropped me. In those days, if I will run and go to Ibe Joshua. Some of you people here, you don't understand what life is talking about. You think life is all about dropping and dropping. Amen. If God loves you, He will send an earthquake. He will bring a natural disaster to you. So that you know that life is not all about dropping and dropping. Amen. That this is not only 2000.
2000.
That day I asked for 2000 only to buy my phone card. He didn't give me. He didn't give me. Amen.
Amen.
Meanwhile, so of course, if we get 200 naira, we are very happy. Say, only 2,000. Only 2,000. Just 2,000. Amen. So, God says, Moab has been at ease from his youth. I know what I will do to Moab. He said, I will send to him some people. He said, I will send wanderers to him. They will empty him from vessel to vessel. So that the dregs will be turned around. Amen. End time Christian, now we are rich. Look now, how many cars are there? 10 years ago, how many cars were there?
No.
10 years ago, how many cars were there? So now that the cars have come, no, I want to go to mechanic. Brother now comes to fellowship by 1 o'clock. Because he has to wash his car. It's only on Saturday that I do my cooking. On Sunday, I say I have to prepare for my husband. By the time I finish cooking for my husband, it's 11 o'clock. Before, by 8 o'clock, you and your husband, two of you are here. Amen. Money has come. You have to determine what you do with that money. Amen. Hallelujah. So if God loves us, the price of fuel will go up. The price of rice will. So you look at the salary. Ah, buy it with me. Amen. That's why God has sent the famine. It is the flood coming. Amen. The flood is in the mind, no longer physical flood. Don't you understand? Trouble everywhere. God is prophesying to somebody. Hallelujah. We must slay the beast. Saul did not kill the Amalekites. Can you tell me who killed Saul? His name is Doeg. He was an Amalekite. The beast you don't kill will dance upon. May that never happen.
Amen.
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 So I will say it will happen. Amen. Amen. If you spare the beast, that beast that you are sparing, hallelujah,
amen,
it must come under the knife.
Amen.
Alright, I'm almost finished now. Where am I now? Alright, there are two more. Where is Isaac? Isaac is the one that said I should come here. Don't talk to me. Amen. Hallelujah. There are altars in that soul. Light it down. Altars in the soul. That's what the selling of dove represents. You use the dove to bring an offering. And Jesus went and started driving away all the doves. Inside the soul are altars. Let me talk about altars. The altar is the place where you make a sacrifice. In other words, it's a place where life is offered to spirits. And it's also the place where spirits bring life to the soul also. Amen. And I believe we have established it. We began to talk about this from Thursday. Your mind is the minister of God. When you read Revelation, it said there are 4 elders, or 24 elders, or 4 beasts, bringing offering to God. He's speaking about the 4 chambers of your soul. That is the throne of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look at scripture. David said, my soul bless
David. The Lord.
Have you seen it in the Bible? My soul bless
the Lord.
Your soul is the minister of God. When you raise your hand, it's your soul raising the hand. In fact, Peter says that we bring spiritual sacrifices. Peter says we are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, the priest was a son of Levi. You have to be a Levite. And among the Levites, you have to be a son of Aaron to become a priest. Jesus was from the tribe of Judah. So his own priesthood was from a different line. And that is our own line, our own line. Amen. And in our own line, our own priesthood is the priesthood of Melchizedek. Without father, without mother. In other words, it's a spiritual priesthood. Amen. So your soul brings offering. Amen. Your emotion brings offering. When you have anger, you are bringing an offering. When there is bitterness, you are bringing an offering to the devil. Amen. So, if you have a lifestyle of anger, it is called the image. Worshipping the image of the beast. I can't go too far into it. I'm just trying to open it up. You can go and look at it. So the soul is the place for offering. And right now, it is a place of bringing offering to devils and demons and all that. Amen. So Jesus says he's going to break down the altar. So the children of Israel, when they came into the wilderness, they were going to the land of Canaan. God said they must break down every altar. There are some altars in our lives that are coming from down. The ancestry. Your father did it. His father did it. His own great grandfather did it. You look at the line, you see where it's coming from. Amen. David had a problem. Solomon, 1,000 women. Do you understand? Amen. They told Abraham, she's my sister. His son did the same thing. Hallelujah. But when it got to Jesus Christ, the altar was broken. Hallelujah. He broke the altar. Say the Son of God, the devil comes and finds nothing. The altar must stop in my life. By the power of Christ. You say, they that are Christ are what? Crucify the flesh. Now, there are some altars of stone. That means there are habits that we have built up. Every year, they're becoming stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Some of them, you call them besetting sin. What it means that the spirit has become stronger and stronger and stronger. That kind of devil does not go out with the big conference. Hello. It will require some fasting. It will require some sharp words. It will require the intervention of God. It will require the prayer of the church. Amen. To force to evacuate the spirit and break down the altar. If you go to that village square now, the one here, you will see some trees. Go there now. Everybody there know that there is a spirit that lives there. How about you? Is that spirit living there? That spirit is here. Amen. You must break down the altar. When you break down the altar, you evacuate the spirit. So the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You need some spiritual energy. That's why you need to generate it by the word of God. By the Holy Ghost. By fasting. By the ministry from the brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. So these are practical tips of how to get victory and how to maintain your victory in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right, let's look at the last one. Now, the last one is called feeding on Christ. That's what you have in the shewbread. It means feeding on Christ. We feed on Christ in three ways. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when God tears down, He will build up. He said, I will knock you down and I will raise you. God does not break you down and leave you. He will always build you up. Amen.
Amen.
So, whenever we gather together, Christ is in our midst. That's why those of us who say we are elders, we have to be very careful. Jesus has not delegated His authority to us. He's there. Hallelujah. When we gather together, He is physically present. Because He is the head of the church. Amen. So we must reverence His presence. Because He is there. Oh, He said, I will be with you always. So that knocks out chief elder, apostle, any other name you want to call out through the window. Amen. Why do you need chief when he said, I'm the shepherd of your soul. Is it in your Bible? He's a great shepherd. If I say He's the bishop of our souls. If He's the bishop, why do you need another bishop? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Christ.
Christ.
He's the head of the soul. You see, all of them are coming inside. Praise the Lord, all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, He is the bishop of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
So, He is there physically. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Christ is also in the body. So there is the spirit of Christ in the brethren. Amen. So when you come together, Christ ministers to Christ. Deep calls to deep. Amen. There's a flowing of river in me that ministers to you, and the river flows from you and ministers to me. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what the devil wants to cause when there is bitterness and rancor and quarreling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must put aside all those and let there be a flow of life. Amen.
Amen.
That life starts at the family altar. Personally. You know, at the home. If the homes do not overcome, the church cannot overcome. Amen.
Amen.
If the homes do not overcome, the church will not overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is even something more important. There is the Christ in you that feeds and ministers to you personally. Hallelujah. So you have Christ in us. There is Christ in the body. They have Christ in our midst. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, those are the three dimensions of feeding on Christ. And if you look at them, there are 12 of them. 12. It speaks of the full nature. Judah. Isaac. Naphtali. If you look at the names, they are different. Some of them we are born out of strife. So sometimes we need to overlook certain things. Amen. Because some of the people of God were born out of strife. But God still says they are my people. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a fullness that is being worked into the body. And the purpose of it is to bring forth a perfect soul. And this soul is the golden altar. And this golden altar is the only thing that enters within the veil. So the message of the holiest place is the message of marriage. And the Bible says, he that is joined unto Christ is one spirit. And that spirit is the spirit of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have been talking about it through the weekend. Well, I want to touch two major components of that golden altar. In this altar, you have rings. There are rings here. And there was a staff. Rings speak of love. There's going to be a major thing that's going to happen in the church. And that is going to be, we are going to fall in love again with Jesus Christ. Right now, we don't yet love the Lord. We are all struggling to break through and overcome. But there's going to be a new wave in the church. Where we are going to have a new personal relationship with the Lord. Where we will spend more time ministering to the Lord than binding the devil and doing all those other things. Now, the second thing that you find in the golden altar is that staff. Is that staff. And that speaks of the energy to break through the veil. There is a veil there that the soul must break. Alright? And this has to move in. And that's why I have been shouting about energy in the inner man. You need a strength. The scripture says that God says, seek my face. And the man says, thy face, O Lord, I will see. You see, there has to be an ability in us to run after God. Amen. So, I'm going to close. You can see some people are shutting me down. So God bless you. Amen. Amen. As you continue, okay. So the whole thing comes down in the soul. You see, I always like to start from the ground. Get your Bible. Bring your Bible out. Open your heart. And put in the word. Start from there. Amen. The entrance of thy word bring it life. And let that word dwell in you richly. Amen. He has added it in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. When the word of God begins to be engraved upon your soul, you will qualify. And you now begin to operate with another level of operation. Paul said, I serve God from my conscience. We have not talked about that one here. Amen. You see, when a man who functions by the conscience, that's a different dimension. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God says he's going to purge the soul, purge the conscience from dead works. We need to come to a place where we know we don't have any more guilt of sin. We have a light and God consciousness. Amen. Amen. He says it's like, you know, a pure glass. Clean. Transparent. Amen. They look, there's nothing. He says that those who have gotten the victory over the beast, over the image of the beast, over the number of the beast, that they will dance upon it. Amen. That's a new song. Hallelujah. Where does it start? Get your Bible. Kneel down. Say, God, it's me and you today. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God. So let's stand up and pray. Amen. We're going to pray that Psalm 51. We say, God, create in us a clean heart, O God. I renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Brother Emma, come and pray. Amen.
Amen.